We're actually just about back on time. So this is sort of a wrap-up session. So I'd like you to do two things. There's actually an evaluation sheet at the very back of your package. I'd like you to take some time to fill that out so you can give us feedback both on this afternoon in particular and the presentations that were given, and maybe a little bit more broadly on terms of on the new curriculum, any ideas you may have or feedback you may have. You may ask, and yes, and while we're doing that, we can actually open the floor for some more questions. To naming the new curriculum. So it's actually, that's a very good idea. I think branding is a way to make a mark and have everybody talk about something. If anybody has any great ideas of how to brand it, I mean, part of what we've done in terms of branding is, for the most part, we've actually renamed what we're doing in the new curriculum. So it is new and it isn't linked to the old. But if anybody has a good idea, that would be. Right. Well, we can borrow the title of Block A and go Molecules to Global Health or something like that. So Miriam has a question. Yeah.
I just wanted to remind the physician clinicians in the room that this is an accredited workshop, and so the family docs are well aware of this, but for my specialist colleagues, as you now know, if you go to the FMSQ website and download the form for allocation, formation médicale continue, you can actually receive a significant stipend for having attended this afternoon. So come and speak to me if you're not aware of the process, and I'll be able to explain it to you.
Right. So yeah. So that's a good point, Miriam. So there are CME credits available, which you can use towards your goal for the year. But you both the FMOQ and FMSQ do compensate you for attending CME events. So that's a very good point. Thank you.
Just while we're on the branding issue, Lenny, Lel, and I have talked about this a little bit. The physician apprenticeship program found that Osler Fellows really like being called Osler Fellows. We would like to come up with a similar moniker for the family medicine tutors in the longitudinal family medicine program. Osler's taken.
Osler is taken.
But one can think of a number of other medical luminaries associated with our university who might be suitable. I'm kind of keen on Norman Bethune, but that's a bit political, I suppose. Anyways, Lenny and I are open to suggestions if anybody has any brainstorms about this.
Great. Yeah. So name for the curriculum, name for the family medicine tutors. Any other comments or feedback? So you should have actually received a certificate with your credits. If not, Marie's and Kate will have them on the way out, and actually should bring, I don't know if they can even hear me and bring them back in, but Marie's Grignon may be familiar to many people as the curriculum manager for the MDCM curriculum, and she's now taking on the new curriculum in a full-time role. And we have another, so Kate Allen is our second administrator for the new curriculum, and she'll be involved predominantly with the recruiting of new faculty for a lot of the components, including the longitudinal family medicine, the interprofessionalism, the clinical method, et cetera. So we're very happy to have both of them involved, and they've done a great job in helping put on this afternoon. This has been webcast, so the webcast and the presentations will be available online through our new curriculum website sometime the next week or so. And unfortunately, again, I had the web URL up here, but if you actually Google McGill Medicine New Curriculum, you will come up with it. And what you'll find is a list of the components, a list of the themes. We're going to add the interest groups, and if you click on those, you'll get more detail about them, and you'll see some of the objectives and some of the schema. We have a new curriculum implementation executive that really consists of the component leaders and the theme leaders. But we also have an advisory group, which consists of representation from across the faculty. I've listed the names that are actually on our website right now. Hopefully it's up to date. There may be some missing. And if you notice that there's somebody from your department who should be there, let us know and we will gladly add you on. Today we've had people who are parts of the development of the curriculum, parts of the advisory committee. We've had UGME staff and we've had representation from across the faculty, including the other schools. So we're very happy to have you here today for your participation, your feedback. We look forward to you helping us get the word out. We know that that's really very much the next step, but everything didn't really come together till June, so we are sort of launching this this fall. And we're very happy to take some of this on the road and come to you and talk to your departments about it. In November, I'm going to, Beth Cummings and I, who Beth is running the clerkship part, we're going to talk to the Department of Psychiatry. Pediatrics has invited me for October or September 2013. I know that's a year away. So we're open to other invitations as well. And if there's no more questions and comments, have a good afternoon. Thank you very much.